stunning upset, Lee, and it shows you where the country is really going in terms of the Democrat Party in Florida.
Yeah.
Angie Nixon, member of Democrat Socialist of America, lunatic, who's gone viral multiple times. She's been arrested. Ron DeSantis keeps having her arrested. She goes down to the legislature, invades the chamber there in Florida, and screams socialist and communist slogans at the legislators. Unhinged. Just won the Democrat primary for Senate. Against. Now, this wouldn't be a big deal. There's like not many people running. She was running against Alexander Vindman. You know, the Vindmans of they're like folk heroes to the Democrats. They're from Ukraine. And the, you know, that family very much behind the impeachment. Remember him? That guy. He had $20 million from the Democrat establishment. She had $800,000.
For a state race.
Yes, but it's the U.S. Senate
race. Oh, excuse me. Okay,
yeah, no, that's okay. I didn't even know they were running. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to the Democrat side in Florida. I just assumed it's going to be a loss. But the Democrats really thought Vindman might be able to pull himself off as a moderate and, you know, take out Ashley Moody, whatever. He had $20 million and blew through a lot of it in the primary and got beaten by this woman. Here's Ashley Moody, who is the Republican senator from Florida, describing Angie Nixon. And this is completely accurate. She is on the record. Defund the police, defund the Border Patrol, defund ICE, defund the military.
And you're going to have one side that I'm going to be up against that wants to. And the platform says, defund the police, don't fund our military, open up the border, non-citizen voting. I could go on and on. We're not making this stuff up. In the state of Florida, who stood strong in the face of big government, you have now a Democratic Party that has put up as their nominee a self-proclaimed socialist who runs a bookstore called the Resistance Cafe. I am not making this up. This is not some made-up fiction TV story. This is the election that will take place in this free state of Florida this November. That is who the Democrats are running, because that is who they are as a party.
I guess that's where you can go to get your Che Rivera t-shirt and beret at the Resistance Cafe.
Yeah, but you know the part that's so stunning there? This is the free state of Florida.
Yeah. Well, but it's a Democrat primary. You have to remember that. So.
Well, I know, but she beat him by 10 points. 44 to 55. You know what I mean? It's not like he was even close.
Yeah. Well, I think that when it comes to Democrats, Florida isn't the only, California is not the only state that's full of fruit and nuts, you know.
But, you know, what this shows is this is, when we lose, this is what takes power.
Yeah.
We've never seen this before. This is frightening. And then last night, Lee, I got to get your reaction to this. Here, I'll play it. To South Carolina's great embarrassment.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
Sorry, wrong audio file. Let me play the correct one from last night.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Okay, we're done here. I mean, There's no pretension. This woman has no business running for the U.S. Senate.
No.
I'm sorry. I any number of people I know could have easily answered that question. And I'm not talking about, you know, politicians. I'm talking about common, everyday American citizens. That's inexcusable for a senatorial candidate to say foreign policy is not my thing. That is what you do in the Senate. The Senate is responsible for passing treaties, for crying out loud. That's a part of what a senator does. And to say that you don't have any, I'm sorry, I've tried to be very nice because I respect her, but that is completely inexcusable. And I'm sorry, if this is a sane state, Ralph Norman just won the election. This is a sane state.
That went uber viral to the grave embarrassment again of South Carolina after the Miss Teen USA answer, which a lot of people are comparing it to last night. I was watching the debate with my 16-year-old, who, okay, admittedly is a political junkie. I don't know where he gets it. But he's watching this and his mouth just drops open and his eyes get huge. And he starts firing off the answer to the question.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, well, I mean, China's been blockading Taiwan for 2 years. I mean, they're obviously playing war games. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they try to take it, you know? And he's like, he's like, I can't believe she can't answer that question.
I could have spent an hour extemporaneously discussing why that is an issue.
Yes, I bet you could. And there was so many ways you could answer me. You could even say, if you didn't know anything about it, you could have whiffed and said, well, you know, this is why it's so important to onshore manufacturing again and get it out of China and get it out of Taiwan. That would have sufficed. I mean, we listen to the question again, okay? It's not an in-depth question. It's basically, is China our enemy? Yeah, circle A for yes or B for no. Take a listen to the simplicity of the question. Here we go, right there.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Gosh, I'm just shaking my head. I have an honest question. Who prepped her for this? Because Senator Lindsey Graham and his staff know foreign policy up one side and down the other. Whether you agree with him on every stance, that man, Lindsey Graham, knew foreign policy. He knew international leaders. He was involved in almost every foreign policy situation that the Trump administration's been dealing with, and at least had an influence even when Biden and Obama were in office. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. Is she being shielded from Lindsey Graham's staff? Because those are smart people. I disagree with them on some issues, but they're very smart, politically intelligent, and informed people. Who is prepping her for this? How could you not possibly have said, now on foreign policy, let's take a look at this and let's see where, you know, you stand on this, or at least be informed on it? I mean, I'm just stunned, Tara. When I heard that, and even saw the Associated Press had a story about it, which we just did at the top of the hour, I was stunned that the AP actually did a story on it. But of course, the reason they're doing it is because they want to embarrass Donald Trump because he's endorsed her. That's why the Associated Press did this story.
If you can't answer that question. You don't have a position on China. You'll be figuring out your positions in the Senate. And by the way, she's been in the Senate now for weeks. How has she not looked this up? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Watch Fox News for crying out loud. You know, listen to a podcast or something. I mean, I have never been so stunned about fumble of a question in a debate on this scale in decades. I mean, this goes back to Gerald Ford and his comment about there being no Soviet influence in Eastern Europe.
Well, Lee, think about it. She's 62, right? You should be able to pick up the answer to this question by just kind of watching the news your whole life.
All right.
You know, like, or listening to talk radio. But think about this for a minute, okay? This is a woman who didn't even vote in the last two of the last three elections, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the interest to do it. This is a woman who's never put up a political post before anywhere, not on Twitter, not on Facebook, anywhere. This is a woman who clearly has not been interested enough in politics to just watch the news because she cares about the future of the country. She cares about freedom. She cares about her kids and the country they'll live in. She didn't have the curiosity. That's how, let's think about this. In 62 years, she never picked up enough information to answer that question. That's stunning.
I have voted in almost every primary and election that I can think of.
Me too.
I may have missed one or two for reasons since I was of voting age, which is a long time ago. A long time ago. I have made that a point every time. So I guess I'm qualified to run for something in the GOP in South Carolina since I've voted and everything. But I'm just telling you, Tara, when I read that and saw, I heard you mentioning this, and I did not watch the debate last night. I'm not interested. I've already made up my mind about who I'm voting for. But that just cemented everything for me. And like I said, I've been trying to be objective and be nice, but it's like, I'm sorry, we're done here. That's just inexcusable. Inexcusable.
Ralph Norman also, we're going to get into this in a minute. Ralph Norman also asked her last night, like, you know, Democrats have put $1 million mm-hmm. into ads to elect you and defeat me. Could you, you know, and he hit her on it.
Yeah.
She said she didn't know anything about it.
Good for him.
Well, when I first heard her say it, I thought she's lying, right? But then after that China thing, maybe she doesn't know Democrats are trying to elect her.
Plausible deniability.
It is possible. Which makes you wonder, what are the Lindsey Graham machine people telling the Democrat? If I'm the Democrats and I got $1 million on this woman right now, I'm making some phone calls this morning.
Yeah.
Does she know she's agreed to vote with us? She knows that, right? I'm telling you, that's going on this morning, especially after the China thing.